your place in Philippians. I forgot to put the text at the top. We're in Philippians chapter 4 this morning. And whenever you find that, let's go ahead and stand. We'll read a few verses out of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians is kind of a small book. You see like Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, it's in that area, the general vicinity. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm at Philippians. I've been talking with Brother Tim too much about Ephesians. Philippians, please. Philippians chapter 4. Everybody there?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be starting in verse 15. Now, there's a little bit of context, and we're not going to read all that. I'm just going to explain that, but we'll start at chapter 4, verse 15, where Paul says this to the church at Philippi. Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we're going to pray and we're going to talk about what is Faith Promise Missions. Like, what even is that? We're talking a lot about that these last week and a half. What even is it? What does the Bible say about it? And I hope that by the end of this lesson, you'll have a good understanding of how Faith Promise Missions work. So let's pray and we'll get into it. God, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you allow us to be a part of missions. Thank you that you allow us to be a part of reaching the world for you. And we want to even take a second here to just thank you for our missionaries and pray for each and every one of them, that you'd use them in a mighty way wherever you have them. And I pray that you would bless the ministry. And I pray that you bless our church and help us to know exactly how you'd have us to be a part of this. We love you. Christ in my prayer. Amen and amen. You may be seated. So the subtitle, it's kind of fun, is Philippi Baptist Church. Now, is that their name? Did they have like a plaque in front of their name there at the Church of Philippi that said Philippi Baptist Church? Well, no. The word Baptist or the name Baptist didn't come around until like the 15th century. But they were just like us. And they were Baptist. The churches back then were Baptist in this way. They were exactly the same as far as doctrine and faith and practice as us. And that's what we endeavor here at Valley Avenue Baptist Church and Baptists. In general, that's what they try to do. Now, if all of the Baptist churches went off and did something that was not biblical, then we would stop. But since the beginning, Baptists have had doctrine that has been in line with Scripture, and that's our hold. And so we're going to call them, for the sake of this lesson, Philippi Baptist Church, okay? And the reason for that is it's going to help us to see and make it more relevant to today and see exactly how this thing of missions works. In our lesson, we'll have Philippi Baptist Church, we'll have Antioch Baptist Church, and we'll have Jerusalem Baptist Church. And we're going to see how these churches all work together to accomplish what is missions. And so we'll get into that in just a little bit. But we'll just look at an introduction here. And so as we've emphasized missions and have made available those Faith Promise Missions cards, which I had up here somewhere, but it's gone. But anyway, the card in the back says, this is my faith promise. And then at the bottom it says, I commit to do this much for Faith Promise Missions. And as you see that and you're wondering, you may have been wondering about what missions even is. Like, what is missions? Now, a lot of us have at least an idea about what that is. But then you're wondering exactly how it all works. So how does missions work at Valley Avenue Baptist Church? And I'll just say this, that there are a lot of ways that churches attempt missions, and there's a specific way that we do missions at Valley Avenue Baptist Church, and what we call it is Faith Promise Missions. And so The next line, it says, we do faith promise missions at our church, just like many independent Baptist churches around the world do. And if you go to pretty much any church that's similar to us, like Faith and Practice, a Valley Avenue Baptist Church, so if you go to Riverside Baptist Church in St. Joe, or South Knollwood Baptist Church in Topeka, or on and on it goes, Southwest Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, they all use this phrase, faith promise missions. And so faith promise missions is a very effective way, and that's the blank. It's a very effective way to send missionaries around the world. And in the end, we're going to dive deeper into this, but in the end, what missions is sending missionaries throughout the world. And so faith promise missions and the way that works, which I'll explain in our lesson today, is a very effective way of doing that. But this is really important. We do not do faith promise missions here at Valley Avenue Baptist Church just because, quote unquote, it works. You can even say, because it works good. I like this. That's good English right there. We don't do it just because it works good. We don't do it just because it's effective. We don't do it just because we've seen other churches in the last couple decades use it and it works pretty well. That is not why we do it. In fact, even if it didn't in our mind work well, we should do what the Bible says. Okay? And so the reason we do faith promise missions is because it's the biblical model. And that's the blanks, biblical model. And I was telling Pastor, and I'm excited about our lesson because it's just so biblical. And he laughed at me, but I'm glad it's biblical. And it is. And the reason I say that is because I think sometimes we hear things like faith promise missions and even tithing and some like logistics about the church, and we just assume, well, this was just somebody's good idea that we just happened to be doing. It's just a program that we came up with. And there are programs that accomplish what God wants. Like, you won't find the word junior church necessarily in the Bible or Patch the Pirate Club. And so there are some things that we organize. But Faith Promise Missions is very biblical. And so I got the thumbs up this morning from Pastor about that. It's exactly what, listen, what Faith Promise Missions is exactly what churches, biblical churches, Baptist churches have done since the time of Christ. After Christ ascended, and churches were planted since the first century, this is exactly how missions has worked. And I'll explain that to you. And so, in our lesson, we'll show that Philippi Baptist Church was involved in faith promised missions. And missions with God's approval, I'm sorry, they're involved with faith promised missions with God's approval and blessing, and then how their model affects how we do missions today. And so that's why our subtitle is this, Philippi Baptist Church, the pioneer of faith promise missions. And the reason I say that is because you'll see they were the very first ones to do this. But there's an implication that this continued on. Okay? And so let's get into it. I'm excited about this morning. Gotta talk. Gotta keep going. Gotta get through this. All right. Number one is this. Very important. What is missions? I don't want to make any assumptions this morning. There could be some of you that have a good idea about that, but some of us maybe have never heard this taught directly. And so I just want to teach it directly. What is missions? Well, God gave the first church, we call it Jerusalem Baptist Church. Amen? Yeah. It was a mega church. There was thousands of people there. And its mission, he gave that church its mission in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Now, you can turn there, but we're going to pull out basically the verses spelled out here in these sections. And so those verses are called, oftentimes, is the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Okay? And so that is what we feel as Valley Avenue Baptist Church, and what we feel the Bible makes clear is this is the mission of any church. This is what they're supposed to be about, and that is this. Spread the gospel to every nation. Jesus said this, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them what? Well, specifically, what he had just done. This is right after Jesus died, rose again, and right before he goes to heaven. So he's saying, teach the gospel. Tell people what I've done. That's the first thing. That's what we're about. The second is baptize those who are converted in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so he says, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so, actually, more will not be said in this lesson about the authority and purpose of baptism. This was copy-pasted from a lesson I wrote before. Sorry about that. So you can cross that out. We won't talk about that today. No time. But the third one is this. Disciple those who are saved and baptized. And what the way Jesus said, he said, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then he said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And so what that means is we see them saved. We teach the gospel. The lost, here's what the lost need to hear. And really not a whole lot else. The lost need to hear about the gospel. The lost need to hear about what Jesus did. The lost need to hear about the fact that they, without Christ, if they were to die without him, would spend eternity facing the wrath of God. And we all deserve that. But Jesus took the wrath of God. This is the gospel. Jesus came, who is God himself, came, lived on this earth, took the wrath of God on the cross. That's why he died on the cross. He took God's wrath. And then he died, obviously, after he took the wrath of God. And then he was in the grave for 3 days and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin. This is the gospel. And the lost need to hear the gospel so they can be saved. And then after they're saved, they get baptized. And I'll say that again. After they're saved, they get baptized. There's a biblical teaching there. And then after they are saved and baptized, meaning now they're a member of a church, that's part of the purpose of baptism, they become a member of a church, then that church begins to disciple them and teach them all things. They already know the gospel, and we'll continue to teach the gospel, but there's more that Christians need to know than just the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. There's a lot of things that God expects of his people, a lot of things that will help them in their Christian life, and that's what discipleship's all about. And so this is the mission of a church, okay? And that's what Jesus told the first church that he planted, Jerusalem Baptist Church. Amen? Okay, so then he did that. And then he was about to go back to heaven, but before he did that, just months after he gave the Great Commission, Christ gave his church his plan. That's the blank. His plan. He gave that church his plan to carry out its mission, which is to reach all nations. Teach all nations is what that's supposed to say, but reaching is also what they're doing. Okay? So they need to reach all nations. They need to teach the gospel to every nation. How do you do that? Because let's pause and think about that. How does one church teach all nations? Can't. They didn't have the internet back then, but even the internet's not going to help us do that. God's plan is to use local churches. Okay, local, I'm talking about local churches, people who gather together and hear the word of God. That's the plan that God has. And so the way we do that was given in Acts 1:8. Let's go ahead and turn to Acts 1:8 really fast. Don't lose your place in Philippians because we'll be there for a long time in our message. So don't forget, don't lose your place there. But go to Acts 1 and verse 8. And again, this is just months after he told the church what their mission is. And now he's telling them how to accomplish that in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And he's telling them, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So this is before the Holy Ghost came to indwell mankind. And that's a whole different doctrinal thing that we don't need to get into today. But the church received the Holy Spirit indwelling them at Pentecost. And he said, when you do that, you shall be witnesses. Here's what he says. You're going to have my power. And with my power, you're going to be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. So you can lose your place there in Acts 1:8. But that's his plan. So they're in Jerusalem, Jerusalem Baptist Church, right? And they're supposed to reach Judea and then Samaria and then the uttermost part of the earth. And so Jesus' plan was to be witnesses of him in Jerusalem, which is to reach locally, their city, in Judea, which is to witness regionally, in Samaria, which was to witness to other regions, and then the uttermost parts of the earth, which is to witness globally and reach the world. That's the plan. They were supposed to reach their local area, which is what we're doing right here, reaching Falls City, and they're supposed to reach their local area, Jerusalem, and then they're supposed to send missionaries to start churches. Where? In Judea, their region, Samaria, other regions, and then throughout the whole world they're supposed to reach. And they did it through missionaries. So missions then is God's plan for the local church to spread the gospel by planting, that's the blank, planting new churches throughout the world. That's God's plan. Reach this world by planting new churches throughout the world. Okay? There's a lot that can be said about planting churches and all that, but again, we only got one lesson here. So, okay, so Valley Avenue Baptist Church has the same mission as that very first church in Jerusalem had. And our mission as Valley Avenue Baptist Church is to reach the world with the gospel. That is why we're here. And there's a lot of things that churches do, and if you go to ask people on the street, you know, what's the purpose of the church, they might say things like feeding the poor and investing in the community and all those things. And there's a place for all of those things, but that is not our primary goal. And that is not our primary mission. It is to get the gospel to the world, starting in Falls City and on. And so we're to be witnesses of Christ in our Jerusalem, which is Falls City, Nebraska. And there are 4,000 plus souls here that need to hear the gospel. That's our responsibility. This is our Jerusalem. This is across the street. We're here. We need to reach these people. And as we said a couple of Sundays ago, if the people in this room do not reach the people of Falls City, Nebraska, then you tell me who's going to do it. Are you going to look to the other churches in town to reach people for Christ? I'm not trying to be mean or rude, but if they believe what the other churches believe, then there's a good chance they're not actually reached for Christ. I'm not trying to be rude, but the reason there are different denominations is because we believe different things about what Jesus said. And to be honest with you, some of the major differences is how a man is saved at all. And if someone is going to know how to be saved in Falls City, Nebraska, it is going to primarily be, like 99% of the time, be from members of Valley Avenue Baptist Church telling them about the gospel. That is our responsibility. It's what we need to do. So we reach our Jerusalem. And then we need to be witnesses in our Judea, which is the United States of America. We need to reach this country, not just here in Falls City. And then we need to reach our Samaria, which would be the surrounding regions. That would be Mexico and Canada. We need to reach those countries. And then we need to reach the uttermost parts of the earth. Every country on planet Earth, we need to reach with the gospel. That's what we're about. And the way we do that is by reaching Falls City, through soul winning and witnessing here personally, and then being involved with Faith Promise missions so that we can send missionaries throughout the world with the gospel, places that we will likely never go. Places like Japan and Germany and Sri Lanka, or even Maine. Probably none of us will be there. Or even there in Leawood, Kansas, because while we might go through and pass through Leawood, Kansas, there needs to be a church there that is reaching, and they're consistently reaching people for the gospel. And so we need to send people to Leawood, Kansas. Yeah. And so a missionary is a man who is sent from a local church to help accomplish missions by planting church in other regions throughout the world. That's what a missionary is. A missionary is a man sent by a church with their authority to plant churches. And I'll just say this quickly, but churches can only be planted with the authority of other churches. And I want to spend time on that, but we don't have time today. But you can't just, here's the thing, we can't just gather around people who say they believe in Jesus and just say, hey, how about we just start a church and you be the pastor and you just baptize us. We can't, that's not how it works. There needs to be authority from a church that already has been established and has the authority of Christ. Jesus gave authority to Jerusalem Baptist Church, and then Jerusalem Baptist Church sent Barnabas with their authority to start Antioch Baptist Church, and then Antioch Baptist Church sent Paul and Barnabas with their authority to plant all kinds of churches, Philippi Baptist Church being one of them, you see? And it's always through the authority of a local church that churches are started. And so in the rest of our lesson, we will see how God used Philippi Baptist Church as a model. It's a model for Faith Promise missions. Okay, so number two. Paul was a missionary sent out of Antioch Baptist Church. Okay? He was a missionary sent out of Antioch Baptist Church, the church in Antioch. Letter A. Paul's sending church was Antioch Baptist Church. And we're not going to go read Acts 13, 1 through 4. But it is really helpful verses and basically explains exactly how Paul and Barnabas were called and sent from the church. Acts 11 says that Barnabas went to establish Antioch Baptist Church. Now Barnabas was a member and a part of the leadership of Jerusalem Baptist Church. And what happened was souls were saved in Antioch, and there is a pretty cool process about how that happened, but people were saved in Antioch, And they were there, but they weren't a church yet. And the Bible doesn't call a group of Christians that they're in Antioch, it doesn't call them a church yet. But then the church at Jerusalem heard about what was going on in Antioch and then sent Barnabas with their authority, and Barnabas started with those believers Antioch Baptist Church. Okay? All right. And so then after that, he called and asked Paul to come and help him there at Antioch. All right. So then those two remained there in that church for a full year, and they ministered, and they were serving God, and they were doing the work there in Antioch. And then in Acts 13, the Holy Ghost separated Paul and Barnabas, and it says, "For the work whereunto I have called them, the Holy Spirit called these men to be missionaries." And then the church sent them out. The church laid hands on them, and that's not anything weird or mystic. All that means is they're giving their authority as a church to Paul and Barnabas, and then sent them out as missionaries from that church at Antioch. Okay? And so they left Antioch, and they went to Cyprus and up into Asia Minor. And then after a year and a half, they came back to Antioch on furlough. Now, they didn't call it furlough back then, but it was furlough. They did their missionary journey. They came back to the church that sent them, and they gave a report about how the mission was going. You see? By the way, that's exactly how it works today. Churches send out missionaries with their authority. So let's talk about Brother David Hetzer in Sri Lanka. He was a member of Southwest Baptist Church. The church there, Southwest Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, sent him as a missionary with their authority to Sri Lanka. And he's there, and he's doing the work, and he's seeing souls saved and planting churches in Sri Lanka. And here, I'm not sure when, he's going to come back eventually and tell Southwest Baptist Church how things are going. And then they write back letters just periodically to tell us how things are going. And then they'll probably even go to supporting churches like ours and tell them how the work is going. Furlough. That's what furlough is. They'll come back for a little while. By the way, Leo Payne is a missionary we have. What he does is when missionaries go back for furlough to report to the churches, Leo Payne will go to the mission field and help keep that work going. That's what Leo Payne does, the gap ministry. Because there's that gap of time where the missionary is not there because they're on furlough. And Paul was on furlough here, you see. Everyone following? He came back from the mission field and told the church how things were going. Okay. Then they went on a second missionary journey, and they also eventually went even on a third. But on their second missionary journey, that's the blank, second missionary journey, Paul was called from Asia to Greece, and he went to that area, the Greece area there, on the beginning of his journey. And that was their second stop in Greece, Philippi. And Paul was there in Philippi about 3 months, and he saw souls saved in Philippi, and then the Philippi Baptist Church was born. And Paul, with the authority of the church at Antioch, Antioch Baptist Church with their authority, he started Philippi Baptist Church, and it was started, and it was there. And Acts 16, 9 through 40 tells about Paul's time in Philippi, and you can read that on your own time. Okay, and so Paul was a missionary sent out of Antioch Baptist Church. Now, number three. Philippi Baptist Church adopted Paul as their missionary. Okay? That's the blank is missionary. And so I want to say this. The sending church, the church that gives the missionary their authority, is different than a church that's a what we call a supporting church, who just takes on the missionary and supports them. And so Antioch Baptist Church was the sending church of Paul, and then Philippi Baptist Church was a supporting church of Paul. You see? I'll say this too. Pastor Moore, when he came to Fall City, was sent out of Riverside Baptist Church. And then we have a good amount of churches that have been supporting us for years. This is exactly the way it worked, even way back here. Okay, I'll show you that. Letter A. Paul was supported, S-U-P-P-O-R-T-E-D, supported financially by Philippi Baptist Church. Okay, so his sending church, like we said, was still Antioch Baptist Church. So Philippi Baptist Church didn't have a lot of authority over Paul, okay? That was from Antioch Baptist Church. But when Paul left Philippi, and he says in verse 15, when I left Macedonia, which is that region where Philippi is, he had one supporting church, Philippi Baptist Church, okay? He had one support. So he had a sending church, Antioch Baptist Church. And then he has supporting church, Philippi Baptist Church. Are we doing good? All right. I'm throwing a lot at you. I'm going quick, but hopefully, if you don't understand, just raise your hand or look at me weird. One of those two things. And we'll stop. Look at me weird is kind of a broad thing. Alex is looking at me weird right now. Anyway. But he knows what's going on. I know it. All right. So, okay. Paul said, we're on page 3 now at the top. Paul said that in the beginning of the gospel, that's what he said in verse 15, Philippi Baptist Church communicated with, and I put him, he says with me, as concerning giving and receiving. Okay? So in the very beginning of the gospel, they started doing that. They communicated. And then it actually, it says, at the end of verse 15, if you look at the end of verse 15, but he says, but ye only, they were the only church that was supporting Paul at that time, at the beginning. Okay? And so, first of all, we need to understand what it means to communicate. Communicate here does not mean to talk to somebody. Communication, a conversation. That's not what communicate means. Communicate here means to give. It's for something to pass from one hand to another. That's what communicate means here, biblically and in this context. Plus, it's obvious because he says, you communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, right? Okay, so in this case, that it means that things pass from the hands of Philippi Baptist Church to the hands of Paul. Are we following? From Philippi to Paul. They communicated concerning giving and receiving. They gave, he received. Okay? They gave him money. Number 4. Paul said that they were the only ones supporting him. Oh yeah, there we go. In the beginning of the ministry. So they were the only ones right then, at that time. So that implies that other churches eventually began to support him, right? He says, in the beginning, you were the only ones, which implies later on, like right now when he's writing, I have other ones, but you were the first, okay? To support him like that. It also implies that Paul believed that more churches should have been involved. And that's kind of the point he was making there, that I'm proud of you guys because you were the ones doing it, but more churches should be doing this. Okay? All right. Letter B. It says, in verse 16, it says, time and again. The blank is again. Time and again. That's what verse 16 says. For even Thessalonica, you sent once and again, right? Unto my necessity. So what time and again, Philippi Baptist Church communicated with Paul. This wasn't a one-time gift that they gave Paul. It's not like, Paul, thank you for what you've done, and here's some money to continue on your journey, and then that was it. No, no, it says time and again. Time and again. We could maybe say even monthly, but we don't know exactly how many times. But it was consistently over and over again they gave to Paul. Okay? All right, so this would be giving to Paul time and again. Letter C. Their giving was a sacrifice. So it says in verse 18. But I have all and am abound, I have full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. And it says, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing. And so it means that communicating with Paul cost them something. That's what that means. It doesn't necessarily mean like they had no money, they couldn't even sustain themselves, but still they gave half of their budget to Paul and then the church closed. That's not what he means. But it was a sacrifice in this way. They had to give something up. They had to sacrifice. What does that mean? Well, that means they deprived themselves of certain things in order to give the missionary, in order to give to the missionary work of Paul. What do you mean? In America, something that we don't understand a lot. If you spend money on one thing, you cannot spend that money on something else. You cannot. That's hard. I know. I was like, what? I have a credit card. I know. You have to pay that back. I want you to know that. So the money that Philippi Baptist Church gave to Paul, that money they could not use for Philippi Baptist Church. You good? That's a sacrifice. The money that we give to missionaries, we cannot also spend that money at Valley Avenue Baptist Church. At least right now. The monetary thing is getting crazy, and maybe eventually we can just copy money. But at this point, we can't. The money you give, it's gone. You can't use it on two things. Are you following me? So necessarily the things they could have bought with that money, they don't buy. Instead, they send that money to Paul. All right? Okay. So the main thing was not their comfort. They could have spent that money on continuing to be more comfortable as a church and all that. The main thing was that Paul must be kept on the go for God. Their missions was important to Antioch and to Philippi Baptist Church. Okay. And then, here's my favorite part of the whole thing. The plan of Philippi Baptist Church smelled good to God. Good. That's the plan. You know how to spell good? Yeah, it smelled good to God. What are you talking about? Listen, you know what it means to smell good. That is well-pleasing. Whenever you walk into, you have a roast on the crock pot all morning, and then you go to church, and then you come back, and you head home after the end, and you walk in the house, and it smells good, and you are well-pleased. That's what happens whenever churches are involved in missions. And that's how God feels about churches who are involved with Faith Promise missions. You. Oh, I gave it to you. That was pretty good of you. So anyway, the church smelled good because they were involved with Faith Promise missions. So that means he accepted it. God accepted it. That's the same, by the way, that's the same phrase that would be used whenever Israel made a sacrifice. They literally burned a sacrifice on the altar, and it was a sweet-smelling savor. And so this is a sacrifice that the church made that smelled good to God. It pleased God well. Is that what we want to do, by the way, as Valley Avenue Baptist Church? Please God well? Yeah, I hope so. And so God accepted it. It pleased God well. So here's the plan. Here's the plan that has been laid out. A man is called by God's Spirit, and then that man is sent out by a scriptural church, and then he is supported by the faith promise giving of God's people in New Testament churches. This is the plan. Since the beginning, this has been the plan. And God is pleased with that plan. So let's not come up with a new plan. How's that? There are a lot of other plans out there. There are conventions and there are all these things, but let's not come up. There are hierarchy systems. There are churches that never see a missionary. And they just send money to their hierarchy, and the hierarchy pays the missionaries. You have no idea who a missionary is. You probably don't even know missionaries exist because you just send money to them. Let's not change God's plan. God's plan is pretty cool. And more than that, it's pleasing to him. So let's do that. All right, so that's the plan. Faith Promise missions. Number 4. God blessed Philippi Baptist Church. By the way, that's the blank. Unless I gave it to you already, I don't know. Is that one, is there a blank there? No. There is a blank. You had to fill it in. Good. You're welcome. God blessed Philippi Baptist Church because they were involved in Faith Promise missions. Look at verse 17. Paul says this. He's thankful for their giving, okay? Really thankful. He's not thankful. He said, not because I desire a gift. I'm not thankful. This is really important. Missionaries are not thankful necessarily because they want money. Now, there are necessities, and it was helpful to Paul. But Paul was not thankful that they gave because he wanted a gift. Here's why he was excited. Ready? But because I desire fruit that may abound to your account. What are you talking about? We'll do it right here. Because of their faith promise giving to Paul, Philippi Baptist Church had fruit, that's the blank, had fruit abounding to their account. Abounding means multiplying and growing, okay? I'll explain that in a second. Paul said that the giving he received was not because he wanted money for himself, but it was used, the money he received was used so that fruit may abound to your account, that fruit may abound to the Philippi Baptist Church. Okay? Well, what are you talking about? Well, Paul used that money that was given by Philippi Baptist Church to reach people with the gospel that they would probably never reach. Who's they? The Philippi Baptist Church. The members of Philippi Baptist Church. They weren't going to be able to reach people in Corinth or in Galatia or in Ephesus or wherever Paul went. They couldn't do that, but they gave to Paul. And the money that was given to Paul was used to reach people. You see? And so here's what Paul is saying. When someone was saved by Paul's ministry, Paul said that soul, by the way, a soul that was not going to hell forever but is now going to heaven forever, get saved, when that happens, that soul is added to the account of Philippi Baptist Church. Philippi Baptist Church was directly involved with that soul being saved. That's pretty cool. Through Faith Promise Missions, they played a big part of seeing souls saved throughout Asia Minor. And can I say this? The money that we give to these missionaries in the back wall, and as you read these letters on the back wall, and you say, praise the Lord, this person got saved, and they'll name his name or her name, and they got saved. And that's, you can know this. If you are involved with Faith Promise Missions, that means you had a part of that soul being saved. Can I say this? What if they didn't get support? Well, then they'd have to work a job. And Paul did that. He would make tents. And then the time that Paul's spending making tents, he can't tell people about Christ. And so the money that they got allowed for him to reach souls. And it's the same here. Listen, the money that we send to missionaries gives them the ability to reach souls for Christ. Yes. Pretty cool. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. And here's the thing. We're not the sending churches of these missionaries. We don't have any authority over these missionaries. But we get to be partners with them. Partners, meaning we're both working. They're working, we're working, different parts of the planet. They need finances to do what they're doing. We send it to them. They do it. We're a part. And Paul said that the souls that he reaches are added to the account. And he said they're abounding. The fruit is abounding. What does that mean? Because hopefully Philippi Baptist Church is reaching souls in Philippi. And so they're doing the work, and they're seeing souls saved, like Josh Raymer, and on we can go, and the five or six people that are getting baptized in the next few weeks. We're reaching souls, and fruit. We're harvesting fruit that we've planted and watered, and we're having fruit, and we're seeing people saved. But then it's like investing. We send it, we forget about it, and souls throughout the world are being saved. Now, can I tell you this? That needs to be more exciting than the stock market. Yeah. Hey, our investments of Faith Promise Missions is, without us doing anything, just sending and praying, people are getting saved throughout the world. That's Faith Promise Missions. That's pretty cool. And that's how we do the Great Commission, isn't it? That's how we reach Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and those parts of the earth. Valley Avenue Baptist Church cannot reach the world with the gospel on our own. We cannot. However, as we send money to our missionaries through Faith Promise Missions, we have a hand in reaching people with the gospel through their ministries. And the souls that are saved by our missionaries is fruit that abounds to the account of Valley Avenue Baptist Church. And that's a blessing. You know, sometimes, before we get to our last point, sometimes I hear people say, Brother Chad, it's not fair. What about people, we get to hear the gospel, what about people around the world that never hear the gospel? It's not fair. No, it's not. And if we were all doing God's plan, we would have reached the world by now. God gave us the plan. It's right here. And Jesus says that the field is already wide unto harvest. There are souls throughout the world who need to hear the gospel of Christ. And the only way that they can be reached is by churches like ours, sending missionaries. Hey, hopefully one day, as is the prayer of our pastor, that one day we'll be able to be like Antioch Baptist Church and be the sending church for a missionary, and we can be a part that way. But then we support missionaries. And when we support missionaries, they don't have to travel around the United States getting support anymore. They can go. Get out there and reach souls so people can hear the gospel of Christ. And you know how we're going to do that? We'll wait for a stimulus check. No. God's people. Listen, God's people give to Faith Promise Missions. They put on a card how much they're willing to give that year or able to give that year. It's kind of both, willing and able to give that year for missions. And that's not tithing. Tithing is 10% of everything you earn, and that is given to support our Jerusalem. We cannot abandon tithing to be a part of missions. Philippi Baptist Church had a mission there in Philippi. They needed to take care of. And we have a mission here in Falls City, and that's done through tithe. And that gives us the opportunity to reach people for Christ here. But then above tithe, and there's no number attached to this. Tithe is 10%, pretty clear. 10% of what you make, that goes to God, pretty clear. Missions is just as God leads, as God blesses, as God talks to you, what does God want me to do for missions? And that money is put on a card without your name, because we don't care, and we're not going to send a bill. And we take those cards and we add them up, and now we know how much money that we can spend on missionaries. The only other thing is, we just say we're going to spend money and have no idea, and then spend too much money, or get to the place where we can't send them what we promised, and that's a bummer. Or we go into big-time debt, which God doesn't want that. So here's the only way. This is the only way. Members of Valley Avenue Baptist Church, give to Faith Promise Missions. And then that church takes that money and sends it to our missionaries and takes on other missionaries. This is the only way. This is how it works. Faith Promise Missions. And then God will bless that. It's sweet. It's a sweet-smelling savor. Brother Chad, why do you keep asking about money? The only reason, not because I desire a gift, and not because our missionaries desire a gift. Here's why. Because it's pleasing to God. And God will bless Valley Avenue Baptist Church for that. Here's another way God will bless. Let it be my God, here's what Paul said, shall supply all your need. Verse 19, Paul said that. And Paul promised that because they gave to help him spread the gospel throughout the world, that God would take care of their needs. If we give by the leadership of God, what does that mean? We give exactly what God wants us to give. No more, no less. In order to keep the missionaries going, we may encounter personal need. We might. And like I said, the money that we spend and send to our missionaries, we cannot spend that exact money on our need. Like if we need to replace our AC or if we need to replace our roof. That money is already sent and promised to the missionary. We can't use that money, can we? Does that mean we quit giving? I mean, we say, oh, sorry, for the next 6 months, missionaries, we can't give to you. No, let's not do that. No, we exercise faith in God's promise that He'll supply our need. He will meet our needs. Here's how He meets them. Are you ready? According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yeah, God will take care of Valley Avenue Baptist Church if we're faithful to give to missionaries. That means that God's resources and His supply to minister to our need are infinite. It's according to the riches of God. That's how He takes care of us. It's a pretty good plan. That'll work. The riches of Jesus Christ are infinite. We will never give in such a way that it will tax God's resources to meet our need. So here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do as a church. Now, when I say as a church, does that mean me and Pastor and our wives get together, and Brother Tim as a deacon, and we'll pray? No, here's what the church is. You. Members of Valley Avenue Baptist Church individually need to pray and ask for God's leadership exactly how He would have you be a part in Faith Promise Missions. And if we do that, that will be a sweet-smelling savor to God, and He'll take care of Valley Avenue Baptist Church. Faith Promise Missions is God's plan for churches from all across the world working together and supporting those God has called to preach the gospel and establish local churches. What a blessing we get to be a part of that. Let's pray. We'll be done. God, thank you for your word. God, thank you so much for our missionaries. Thank you for the plan that you've given us to support and send missionaries throughout this world. I pray that you bless each and every one of them. Lord, I pray for Valley Avenue Baptist Church that you'd help us, Lord, to seek your face and ask exactly what it is that you have us to do to be a part of the Great Commission by giving to Faith Thomas Missions. So that your Holy Spirit would work and convict and guide. We love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen.